I'm at Safewad Biederbrocks, and it's a wonderful opportunity to talk to Ku Krish, a.k.a. Christina Stefanski. It's nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you. How you doing, Lenny?
Pretty good. So to start off, can you give a bit about yourself?
Well, yeah. I'm an artist. I'm a rap artist who really started my rap career out in Halifax when I was studying at the University of King's College. I was doing my university undergraduate studies, and I got really into the Halifax hip-hop scene, and so started performing out there, and then I moved back to Ottawa because this is my hometown, and I decided to put out my second CD here. As I finished my Algonquin College studies, I went to pursue public relations after I finished university, and I thought, I'm done school, it's time for my second album. So released that just February 20th. So yeah, I'm an artist. That's
February 20th,
long and short
my birthday.
Oh really? Yeah. Well, happy belated birthday.
Yeah. Get online, get hooked. Turn it off, lock it, lock off. Get online, get hooked. How long have you been performing on hip hop?
Well, when I was young, I was doing a lot of hip hop dancing. So I've been into the hip hop culture since I was really young, and I was choreographing my own hip hop routines with my classmates and in the community. And then when I went out to study in Halifax, I was very involved as a choreographer and a teacher, and I was teaching youths how to dance. I was mentoring youths, and I was very much a teacher in many different settings. And then I was also a journalist writing for my university newspaper. So I was doing different things in the hip hop scene, and then I was a writer. So it only made sense that I started personifying my music, and performing just came naturally after having been so involved.
So who are your influences and idols growing up?
Oh, Salt-N-Pepa, completely. Very Necessary was like seriously in my stereo when I was in grade 2.
Here I go, here I go, here I go again, girls, yeah. What's my weakness? Okay, then chillin'.
So I probably didn't even understand a lot of the content. I would compete for, you know, dance talent shows at my junior primary school, listening to that, and I'm very much influenced by powerful, strong women, women who have a positive message. I listened to a lot of Bahamadia, Mystic, definitely. On the Canadian front, Eternia has been a huge inspiration for me. She's on my album, actually, my new album, Perfume. So it's a huge opportunity to work with her. And Santiago, as well, as a woman who is a female artist from Portland, Maine, who has been a huge influence on me because of her excellent, strong self-confidence and her ability to project really positive messages for young females. And she's also on my CD, actually. So having been inspired by these women, and then now that I've worked with them, it's been a really wonderful journey.
What made you interested in hip-hop music?
Well, when I was young, like, the first hip-hop I really heard was, like, Belle Biv DeVoe, the song Poison. I remember I was, like, super young, and I danced, and I said, I have to have the song, I have to have the song, and I searched far and wide in the city to find it, and I played it on repeat all the time. I had so many dances to this one song, and even now when I hear it, like, it brings a nostalgia out in me, and, like, after that, you know, I started listening to Wu-Tang shortly after, and one thing led to another. I got more into the Canadian Halifax hip-hop. Alpha Flight Crew was a huge influence for me. They very much were a part of encouraging me to perform in Halifax. They had a weekly night at a local arts bar, and they encouraged me to go on stage on their weekly night. So that was very much how I started to perform through them, really.
What
do I relate to?
Who are you similar to?
Well, I've had a mix of people who I've been compared to. I like to think that I really have my own style. Like, I try to be a very committed to my positive messages in my music, but I also am committed to having something that people can dance to, something that people can feel good to. So I would really say a lot of stuff has influenced me, but who do I sound like? I've been compared to Eternia just because I'm a female MC from Canada, so I don't know if I sound like her, but she's definitely been an influence on me.
You're letting you back in my mind, you run away, can't save you, stomach hurts, headaches, you caused all you made.
With your album, Perfume, how long did it take to be released?
Well, I released the first album in Halifax in 2007, and then I came back to do public relations, to study public relations. So I was really focused on my studies at that time. I was doing some shows in Ottawa, but really when I finished my studies, I said, we're putting out this album, we're doing it. And then I was writing, it had been writing that I accumulated over those 2 years, and then decided what the main songs we wanted to put on the album was, and really we basically did it in several months, like, because we already knew we wanted to do it, so it was just a matter of tying everything together and putting it on one project.
What's considered your favorite track from your albums or albums?
Well, I have a song on this album with Eternia, which is very much a female anthem. It's called Never Give You Up, which is really about being a girl immersed in hip-hop, and not only a girl, I mean, men can relate to this also. It's just doing something you love no matter how hard it gets, and it was such an inspiration to work with her, of course, because like I said, I've been listening to her since I was like 14, right? So that's definitely one of my favorites, and I also have a song with Ghetto Socks. Called Feel the Culture. Ghetto Socks has been such a positive influence on me as well, and our song's really about relating music to other cultures and being aware that hip-hop doesn't only exist in Canada or the States, but all over the world. Like, I'm Polish, right? And that's where Krzyż comes from. And the Polish hip-hop scene is so abundant, and I think it's really important to educate as many people as possible about these other hip-hop scenes, and I feel like that song kind of ties into that, so those are two of my favorites. The Q U double E, Queen of them singing. Yes, y'all, into the beat, y'all. The Q U double E,
Queen of them singing. Yes, y'all, into the beat, y'all. I know there's a song called Diamond Prince. I'm wondering if you're a comic book fan.
Yes, of course. Don't you see I have my Wonder Woman cuffs on?
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see, like, I'm wearing cuffs, and that's to represent the Wonder Woman in me.
Yeah,
I love it.
Green Lantern.
I love
like,
it.
But I'm more of a Marvel fan.
Oh, are you? That's okay. DC's cool, too.
Yeah, I am reading Blackest Night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Wonder Woman theme was very much something that was loosely, the first album was loosely based on. The first album was called The Return of Diana Prince. And the idea that powerful women can change into another strong woman just by changing their, like in Wonder Woman's case, her appearance, and she just spins around and she goes from being Diana Prince to Wonder Woman. And I feel like I can go from being Christina Stefanski, a communicator by day, and then by night I'm Cool Krzyż, who's also a communicator in many ways, because you're constantly relating messages to your public. So that's always been something that I could really relate to Wonder Woman. And most people know who Wonder Woman is, so I feel like people can relate to Wonder Woman as a person. Great female role model, absolutely. Person has the softness, physically strong, mentally support bridges,
hold off clips into optical prisms, binoculars for eyes, yeah. I can think of yourself as a superhero.
Oh, well, I don't want to say I'm a superhero, but I do think that I am a woman who is trying to influence other women to be involved in the hip-hop scene. The hip-hop scene is so wonderful because it's very inclusive. The thing I've always loved about hip-hop is you could do one thing and be accepted, whether it was dancing, DJing, breakdancing, rapping. You know, you were always welcome, no matter what it was you wanted to do. And that's why I think so many people love hip-hop. And I'm absolutely in support of people encouraging each other to be educated about what hip-hop can do in a positive way. Right.
Did you used to host a radio show?
Yes,
for
I did.
Campus community radio?
I did, actually. I was doing a show called Wax Museum with one of my friends out in Halifax, and we would play all kinds of records, but one thing that I really loved about that show is we would have a Find of the Week, which was like, we would find a sample of a hip-hop beat and just play the sample and have people call in and guess what it was, and that was always lots of fun. So that was really cool to have that experience, absolutely.
It's cool. What was unique about the Halifax music scene?
It's very inclusive, and there's so many artists. Like, tonight I'm performing with Genocide, who is a Halifax indie electro artist. So she represents a different genre of music, but by all means, we have both had such supportive networks of people who come to our shows and really encourage our music and support us as artists.
Which Halifax artists you have had the opportunity to meet? I've met several so far, but they're not from hip-hop.
Actually, it's funny you mention that. Part of my decision to move out to Halifax to study was the fact that the hip-hop scene was so abundant and it was thriving, and I already knew so much about it before even going there. Buck 65 is somebody who I've always been a huge fan of. He's an exceptional artist, so prolific, so dynamic, always has a different show. Every performance I've seen of his, I've been blown away. He's absolutely wonderful. And I got to interview him, actually, when I was writing for my for the Dalhousie University Gazette. So that was one of the best experiences ever in terms of meeting a Halifax artist.